Evie, how have you been?
Hey, well, I've been great, and I'm on board the Lane train.
Is it true, and this just hit me, I saw this somewhere on Twitter, that Tommy Luke, Matt's brother, played quarterback at Ole Miss, drove Monty Kiffin around and his wife, Lane's mother, when they were visiting Ole Miss?
Yes.
That is something.
True.
Wow.
That is something. It is. And, you know, I tell you, there's just not a classier family out there than the Luke family. They're really, really, really good people. And, you know, they handled this whole thing with class, as, you know, you would expect. So, yes, that's absolutely true.
Do you think Matt, and we'll get to Lane, everybody, but do you think Matt saw this coming after the Egg Bowl?
You know, I don't know. I mean, I think that Keith Carter, the athletic director, had basically given him a vote of confidence. You know, not maybe it's the dreaded vote of confidence. I don't know, but and seemed very sincere about it. I think that things just snowballed after the Egg Bowl and the unsportsmanlike conduct penalty in the end zone and such. So I don't know that Matt saw it coming because, frankly, it happened so quickly. I mean, I think from the end of the Egg Bowl to, you know, termination was just, 48 hours or something like that. So I don't think he saw it coming, which is sad, you know. I mean, and I'm not saying Ole Miss did anything wrong. I just think that he probably was caught off guard by it. But you know what? I mean, I got to tell you, Monday when they introduced Coach Kiffin in the pavilion, there was, I can describe it as a raucous crowd in the pavilion. And, you know, you've got the Quad City DJs, Come On Ride the Train playing, and Love Train, pretty much any train song you can think of. And 4,000 fans in the pavilion on a Monday afternoon in December during finals. I mean, that was pretty impressive to me. So I'm not sure there's that many coaches who could prompt a response like that other than Coach Kiffin.
Yeah, have you seen anything there on campus like this, the energy that he has apparently brought?
No, I really haven't. And, you know, I started covering Ole Miss back in 2013, so I was there for the beginning of Hugh Freeze on through, you know, that whole train wreck, if I'm going to stay with the train images. But I really haven't. And we did an article yesterday. I asked one of my writers, I said, you know, we've seen what national media thinks. We all know what Feinbaum's saying. And, you know, we've heard what alumni and players say. But what do the students think? Because that's going to be significant, getting the students back in the stands. And every single one of them that we interviewed was so excited, you know, basically saying, what day is the first game? Is fall season here yet? You know, so I think you're going to see some excited fans. And how cool for Kiffin, I mean, to open up the 2020 season with Baylor, against Baylor in NRG Stadium. So that's going to be a cool game.
Lane Kiffin on the recruiting trail, and one of the negatives of the new early signing 72-hour period coming up, beginning on the 18th, is that if you're the new coach, you do not have any time, basically, for new relationships. How is that going?
Boy, isn't that the truth? I mean, I think, you know, you come in and you're introduced as the head coach, and then what? I guess he was introduced on Monday the 9th, and you've got 9 days until, you know, the beginning of signing, early signing period. So I think from all I can tell, I mean, I don't think Lane Kiffin's going to be outworked out there because he is just all over. You know, you go look at his Twitter and I mean, he's got a strong Twitter game. I will say that.
Man.
He's got a very strong, strong Twitter game. And, you know, he has been all over, and I think he's, you know, he's got some of his people out, and you've seen him, you know, literally all over the place. So I would think, you know, we've got some kids that he's definitely going to work hard to keep, and then, you know, some potential Johnny Five Stars out there in some other places that you know, I think when you hear Lane Kiffin's looking your way, I think, you know, if you're a high school kid, I think you probably want to take that call.
Is Lane's goal here early to just maintain the current commits, or is he shaking things up any?
I think it's probably a little mix of both. I know there's some kids in Mississippi that he's definitely going to want to keep, and some other places. But I'm also starting to see, you know, you're seeing some kids from Florida that, you know, were ones that he was recruiting that are now all of a sudden, you know, looking Ole Miss's way. And, you know, I think, I don't know if you talked about it earlier, but Chris Morris is going to be in Oxford this weekend. And he's a four-star offensive lineman who's currently committed to A&M. Out of West Memphis, Arkansas High School. And so he's going to be in Oxford for this weekend's recruiting weekend. So I think that Lane is stepping up the recruiting. I mean, what it looks like to me is there's a little more of a wider net that he's casting. So it's going to be really interesting. I mean, you know, a lot of people say, well, that first recruiting class, especially with the early signing date coming so quickly, and you know, don't expect to see much. But I would never say that about Lane Kiffin recruiting. So we'll see. It could be fun.
Some of the young stars like Plumlee and Ely, quarterback, running back, have they commented yet on Lane Kiffin?
Not publicly that I know of. But I, you know, I know they've been at the team meeting that Kiffin held, and you know, maybe no news is good news. I mean, I don't expect anything. You know, those kids are rebels. I mean, I don't think that you're going to see anything happen there too crazy. I'm not sure. You know, Coach Luke had it worked out with Coach Bianco, the baseball coach, for those two, Plumlee and Ely, to play baseball also. And I don't know what Kiffin's situation is going to be with that. I think a lot of people are wondering whether he's going to, you know, make the same accommodations that Coach Luke would have. Interestingly, I'm sure you saw that Grant Tisdale, who had entered the transfer portal, four-star quarterback from Texas, freshman, has now come back now that Kiffin's taken over. So he's come back, taken his name out of the portal. And, you know, there was a lot of thought that Matt Corral might transfer. And, in fact, a lot of people were thinking that Egg Bowl week that we might see his name in the portal. But now, you know, he tweeted something yesterday or day before to the effect of, you know, ready to go back to work. And you know, I think he's back too. So that's going to be really, really interesting to see what happens. But, you know, so far, I mean, I just haven't seen in the basically almost 7 years I've covered Ole Miss, I have not seen anything like this enthusiasm. Nothing.
No, I totally agree. Now, I was just, and back to, I love Plumlee. I love his game. I remember when he was committed to Georgia and then he flipped and just kind of looking at him. But he's stereotyped as a pure runner, and boy, is he. But they kind of knock him on his passing game skills. I think he's better than people suggest. It's just his runs are so spectacular, it supersedes his ability to pass the ball. I don't think he's a pro passer, but I think he's good enough to be a good college quarterback using that skill set. I'm just wondering if that's the kind of quarterback Lane Kiffin wants.
Yeah, I don't know. It's going to be really interesting to see. You know, I'm with you. I think that, you know, I told folks that all season when the narrative turned out to be, oh, well, Plumlee can't pass, he can run. And I'm like, I don't know. I mean, I saw him throw a few really nice slants against Mississippi State. We've had a little QB film room section on the Rebel Walk where we've broken down a lot of things. He makes some good decisions out there. He makes some nice reads for a true freshman. So it's going to be really interesting. I think I'm sure you saw that they've brought in Jeff Lebby to be the offensive coordinator from UCF. They announced that yesterday. So that's going to be interesting to see how, you know, what his philosophy is going to be and what they're going to do with Plumlee. But it will be interesting. There are some folks who say, you know, look to see Plumlee in the slot. I don't know about that because I think that, you know, that's one reason he didn't go to Georgia. It did come to Ole Miss is he was going to be able to have a shot at the quarterback position. So I don't know. It's going to be interesting, you know, but new coach, new staff, you know, new system. I mean, it, you know, but that's part of the fun, I think.
Ole Miss Evie is with us. We're talking about Lane Kiffin and the excitement around the football program. You mentioned the offensive coordinator. How much of the staff has been hired or announced?
Well, as of now, I think yesterday they announced Lebby and then also Kevin Smith, and he was the running backs coach for Kiffin, as you know, at FAU. And so he's on as an assistant coach. And then Wilson Love, who is the head football strength and conditioning coach, who was in the same capacity at FAU. And really, that's about it. I mean, it's, so the two assistant coaches that he has and then Wilson. So it looks like to me out on the recruiting trail, the defensive coaches we've seen with him, we have seen Mike McIntyre out with him, the current defensive coordinator. And so I don't know, some people expect some things to change, after National Signing Day. I don't know. I mean, personally, I really like Mike McIntyre, and I hope that, he keeps him on in some capacity. But those are the only ones thus far that have been named. So Lebby, I think he probably, needed to get Lebby in there. Some of these offensive recruits you're looking at, I think they want to know who's going to be in charge of that. And they did not retain Coach Bicknell, the offensive line coach, under Matt Luke. So I know they're going to be looking for a new offensive line coach as well. So, but Lane, I think he's probably filling out his staff and doing the recruiting stuff and keeping his Twitter game strong. And fans, like I say, fans are excited. I mean, it really, Bill, apathy, I think, is worse than anything. Apathy is worse than anger. And the fan base was so apathetic. I mean, honestly, to be honest, I think there were more people in the stands for Coach Kiffin's introduction at the Pavilion Monday than there were at the spring football game.
That's crazy.
I mean, if that tells you anything. So it was getting pretty bad. And so now it's just the opposite. People are just thrilled.
Okay. Rumor. And look, I know Kiffin wants this out, but it might just be a rumor that he tried to hire Scott Cochran to come over from Alabama strength and conditioning. But the caveat was he would give him an on-the-field position.
Yeah, I can't comment on that. I can't. I can neither confirm nor deny anything about that. So I don't know. I mean, I talk regularly with our good friend Kevin Hagan, our Bama insider. So I have a few thoughts, but I can't confirm that. Maybe Coach Kiffin will reach out and confirm something. I don't know.
That one, and he's. When Kiffin got the Tennessee job, he made it a point to go after Urban Meyer. He it was very important for him, and again, that was 10 years ago. But for some reason, he wanted to go after Urban Meyer, and he made it clear Nick Saban, even though Saban did not have his national championship yet at Alabama, Nick's the best coach in the league, not Urban Meyer. Now that he's got the Ole Miss job, and I know he likes Nick. I mean, they were together. The ending wasn't good, but he respects Nick. But it's almost like on Twitter, he's wanting things out there about how he's competing with it.
Well, I think it's interesting. I think that you absolutely want your coach in the SEC to want to be competitive and beat those guys. And I think it was interesting that, Feinbaum, who can make me crazy sometimes, Feinbaum actually said, I'm sure you saw, that he thinks that Lane Kiffin will be the first of Saban's former proteges to beat him. Not Jimbo, not any of those, not Kirby. He thinks it'll be Kiffin. So I don't know. I mean, I think it's absolutely, a very appealing part of taking the Ole Miss job is that he'll get to go against Saban every season. So, if you have a head football coach who that's his goal and that's what he aspires to do, that's a pretty good thing.
Okay, I need an audio clip for you. It's very simple. You ready?
Yes.
Here's what I need you to say. I need you to say, home run hire, great recruiter.
Home run hire, great recruiter.
That's pretty good. There was some energy in that one, Evie. That was good.
Well, that's because there is so – I mean, I'm telling you, I am literally up early in the morning and the first song playing on my iTunes is Come On Ride the Train. You know, so, I mean, I have found every choo-choo train gif and meme known to man. So if anybody out there needs one, I'm your girl, because I've got the train and all the boards and everything. I've got them going on. So we're all pretty energized over here at Oxford.
Evie, have a good weekend. Appreciate you.
Thank you, Bill. Take care.